Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, our soon coming King. I'm glad you've tuned in today. I'm glad you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. We've been talking about the gift of grace, that amazing grace that God has extended to us. In fact, the grace that bringeth salvation has been extended to all people. Today, I want to talk on another subject, a subject that we don't talk too much about in the Christian community, certainly not in the church that much. It's a subject that we don't like to dwell on. But I'm glad that Paul talked about it, because it lets me know that he is no different. He had the same problems that you and I have. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 7. I began reading with verse 18. Paul said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not do, that I do." Can you imagine that? Paul is saying, the evil that I didn't want to do, I do it. And then he says, "Now if I do that I would not do, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of the Lord after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." Your battle and your war and my battle and my war is identical to the one within the heart and soul of the Apostle Paul. When I read this, I'm made to realize I need something more. For if I know the law but still can't keep it, and if the power of sin within me continues to sabotage my best intentions, I obviously need help. I realize that I don't have what it takes in the flesh. I can will it, but I can't do it. I decide to do good, but I really don't do it. I decide not to do bad, and then I do it anyway. My decisions, such as they are, do not result in good actions. Something has gone wrong deep within me and gets the better of me every time. It happens regularly. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's commandments, yet part of me wants to rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge. Some call it the civil war of the soul. I'm glad that we have Paul's confession here. How good to know he struggled like the rest of us. Those of us who are amazed at the amazing grace have been equally amazed at our sins. Why do I say yes to God one day and yes to Satan the next? Once I know God's commandments, why am I not eager to obey them? Shouldn't these conflicts cease now that I have been born again? Does my struggle mean I'm not saved? These are the questions of many Christians today. Many are browbeaten by the devil when these problems come to them. When they are overwhelmed from time to time by temptation, the devil will tell them they were never really saved at all. Are these weaknesses within you? Do they stun you? Your words, your thoughts, your temper, your gossip? Things were better before you knew that it was wrong to do these. But now you know, and now you have to wage a war. Some would interpret the presence of these battles as the abandonment of God. Their logic tells them, I'm a Christian, but my desires and my thoughts, anything but Christians. No child of God would have these battles, would have these thoughts. Well, let me tell you, that's the devil sowing those seeds of shame. If he cannot seduce you with sin, he'll let you sink in your guilt. Nothing pleases him more than for you to cow down in embarrassment that you're still dealing with some old habit. God's tired of your struggle, the devil will whisper. Your father is weary of your petitions for forgiveness. The devil lies, but many have believed him, spending years convinced that they were disqualified from the kingdom of God. The devil will tell you, you don't deserve forgiveness. But then, let me ask you, did you deserve forgiveness the first time? Your sin doesn't surprise God. He saw it coming. Is there any reason to think that the one who receives you the first time will not receive you every time? The very fact that you are under attack means that you're on the right side. Did you notice who else had times of struggle? Paul did. Note the tense in which Paul is writing. Paul says, I do not understand. It is sin living in me. I do not do the good things that I want to do. I see another law working in my body. What a miserable man I am. Paul is writing in the present tense. He is not describing a struggle of the past, but a struggle in the present. Is it possible that the devil feared the fruit of this letter that Paul wrote to the Romans? Could it be that he fears the fruits of your life? Could it be that you are under attack? Not because you are weak, but because you may become strong. Perhaps he knows that in defeating you today, he will have one less missionary, one less singer, one less Bible teacher and preacher to fight tomorrow. When I ended that last sentence, I was willing to end the lesson right there. I put it in a file and sent it to the radio station. But today, as I reviewed that lesson, something deep inside me said, you can't leave it like that. The people need to know that help is on the way. In chapter 7, Paul was speaking of those, including himself, who walked after the flesh. But then in chapter 8, we see that help is on the way. In chapter 8, Paul said it like this, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk after the Spirit, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Paul had been set free from that law of sin that worked in him by the Spirit of God that dwells in us. To be spiritually minded, he said, is life and peace. That's why he could say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. For me to live is Christ. Living for Christ never gets easier. Doing what's right never gets easier. We just get stronger. Stronger in the Lord. Stronger in the Spirit. It's not by might or by power, but by his Spirit, saith the Lord.